VOA News, I'm Gene Randall in Washington. It is the day after one of the world's most iconic places was gutted by flames, and the shock over what happened to the Cathedral of Notre Dame in Paris is being felt worldwide. Lisa Bryant reports for VOA from the French capital.
Hundreds of people gathered across from Notre Dame to witness the burning, some in tears. The iconic 850-year-old Paris landmark survived 16th-century rioting by the Huguenots and the French Revolution, but not this fire. For Paris resident Lisa Sussman from Atlanta, it was a personal blow.
It's horrible. I mean, it really is the center of Paris, and I was at my apartment with my friends, and it just hurts everyone's heart. I mean, they really feel that connected to it. I feel it too. It's really tragic. It was tragic to watch the spire fall.
Roughly 12 million people visit the cathedral yearly.
That was Lisa Bryant for VOA in Paris. Reuters correspondent Michelle Hennessy says a focus now is on the future.
French President Macron said it's part of France's destiny to rebuild the 8-centuries-old cathedral, a project which he says will take years. International fundraising kicked off on Tuesday. The building's main stone structure escaped complete destruction, along with some of its religious relics and priceless artwork. Some of its bronze statues had already been removed last week as the cathedral underwent planned restoration work. The Vatican called the Notre Dame a symbol of Christianity and said it was praying for the firefighters. One was seriously injured in the blaze. So far, that's been the only reported victim of the tragedy.
That was Michelle Hennessy of Reuters reporting from Paris. This is VOA News. There is a deep sense of anticipation here in Washington, this given the Justice Department's pledge to release a redacted version of the nearly 400-page report of Special Counsel Robert Mueller on Russian meddling in the 2016 presidential election. U.S. President Donald Trump claims he's already been exonerated of any wrongdoing, even as he, Congress, and the American public await the release of the report. On Twitter, Mr. Trump says Mueller and Attorney General William Barr, based on Mueller's findings, found neither collusion nor obstruction. At the same time, the president contends the crimes were committed by his 2016 opponent, Hillary Clinton, the Democratic National Committee, and those he calls dirty cops, his term for former top U.S. law enforcement officials, and he demanded, quote, investigate the investigators. Two Democratic-led House committees have subpoenaed Deutsche Bank and several other leading financial institutions as they investigate President Trump's financial activities. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn has a report.
Democrat Adam Schiff says the bank subpoenas are part of an investigation into allegations of potential foreign influence on the U.S. political process and whether foreign actors, including Russia, tried to hold leverage over Donald Trump or his family and associates. Deutsche Bank is a German asset management firm that has lent Trump's real estate organization millions of dollars in the past. It's unclear what documents are being sought. The president's son, Eric Trump, an executive in the Trump Organization, calls the investigation an unprecedented abuse of power and a political attack on the Trump family. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
The United Nations Special Representative for Children, Virginia Gamba, says the 5-year-old conflict in Yemen has taken a devastating toll on the country's children. Since monitoring began in April 2013 until the end of 2018, she says more than 7,500 children have been killed and maimed, and more than 800 cases of denial of humanitarian access to children have been documented. Gamba says children have been forcibly recruited from schools, orphanages, and communities to fight in the front lines, man checkpoints, deliver supplies, and to gather intelligence. She also says she blames all sides in the conflict for the use and abuse of children in multiple ways. International aid agencies and government forces are racing against time to help the hundreds of thousands of people affected by Cyclone Idai in southern Africa. The storm, which hit in mid-March, has killed nearly 1,000 in Mozambique, Zimbabwe, and Malawi. Many others are still missing. One of the worst affected areas is the port city of Beira, along the coast of Mozambique. More than 150,000 displaced persons from 3 neighboring areas around Beira are being sheltered in the city. More news at voanews.com. Gene Randall, VOA News, Washington.